What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. We're getting closer, ever closer. 4 days to kickoff of an NFL division round playoff game. And we're all looking forward to it, the Eagles and the Rams, especially with a lot of confidence in the air. Look, we'll get to that. Flyers lose in overtime. We'll lose, what, the shootout last night. Sixers lose before the game began last night. We'll address that later in the show. Busy and big show for you today, as we'll talk a lot of Eagles getting ready for the postseason. Certainly want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. We're giving away Metallica tickets today. You can win them on the program this week. We're giving away Eagles Rams tickets. You got to listen at 8 o'clock today for your chance to win that. So a lot up ahead, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, throughout the entirety of the 1950s, it cost under $7 for a meal that included a 16-pound turkey, potatoes, stuffing, dinner rolls, cranberries, and pumpkin pie.
It doesn't shock
that
me,
meal,
man.
For under $7 for the entirety of the 1950s.
Look, I
knew
it'd
be lower, but under $7, that seems aggressively low.
It's incredible. It's incredible how times have changed.
Well, I'll just say this. Babe Ruth made $100,000 in, I think it was 1930, and now we got guys making $70 million
a year. Wow.
So, you know.
Wow.
It's my point counterpoint. Or is that just my counterpoint? No, it's a cool fact. I mean, I hear you. I hear you. All right, so let's get to it today.
He really poo-pooed that fact.
No,
didn't
I mean, I
did.
No,
just
I
was like, neat fact.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Is all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying. All right. By the way, someone wants
to serve that to me today. Joe Wechter did some computing. The same meal today might be 40-ish a person by his math.
Wechter, I could use breakfast, by the way, if you got nothing going on back there right now.
Oh, my God. He never does. He's
right,
just hanging out.
To the listeners. To the listeners of Delaware Valley, we got 4 hours here. Someone can bring me breakfast. I'd appreciate it.
Please don't do that, listeners.
I'm hungry.
Delaware Valley.
Pancakes. French toast.
Someone will do that. Don't do this.
No,
really. I'm looking for a Western omelet. And my name is Harry Callison, Richie Ashford.
I'm sure that'll travel well.
Remember when they used to do that?
The Celebrace twins.
Yeah, I mean, Harry and Richie would beg for...
No, Lane and pepperoni.
Right. And they had to be told by the Phils, you got to knock that off. All right, so let's get to it. Hopefully the Eagles don't knock it off. Only thing we want the Eagles to knock off is the Rams in the next couple days, and I think they will. You know, John, one thing that comes to mind for me thinking about this game is it's hard to imagine the Eagles losing it. And here's the thing I'll say before we go any further. Is that technically inaccurate? I guess. I mean, we all know you can lose any game. And, you know, it's not like the Rams or the Cleveland Browns, right? I mean, the Rams theoretically could win the game. But, I mean, doesn't it feel like it's hard to imagine the Eagles losing because of the greatness of the Eagles? I mean, from the defense to Saquon, the offensive line, to home field advantage, to, you know, no travel, to more rest... Here's where I'm at on a Wednesday morning, and again, 4 days to kick off, and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Where I am at is this. I absolutely, and notice I use the word absolute, I absolutely think the Eagles are going to win this game. And it is, while technically not accurate, the way I feel is it's hard for me to imagine the Eagles losing this game. John, does that resonate with you?
It is indeed. Hard for me to imagine the Eagles losing this game. And I have a real problem with myself. You know, I keep berating myself.
The foolishness?
I feel like I keep skipping ahead to the NFC Championship game.
Me too.
And that's a problem. That's on me. I need to enjoy this and this preparation. We haven't even had a practice for the Rams, and I'm thinking... Detroit NFC Championship.
It's wild.
N'Kobe Dean, how are we going to deal with Jahmyr Gibbs without the, you know, the, our best coverage linebacker? Can Zach Bond up to that chance? Dude, I'm leaping ahead, and we know that's a huge no-no. I think we're going to push the Rams all over the place. I think our game, our team, is exactly what you want this time of year for the playoffs. You know, this is the key in the playoffs when the weather is inclement, like ours, is defense and run the football and overpower people and the bully wins. And that's exactly
that's right.
Who we are. Team, our style will travel to Detroit. There I go again.
I'm with you.
But I keep skipping ahead.
I agree.
My biggest worry is you know, I will underestimate this Rams team that's playing for a lot. They've got, you know, this is a team traveling across the country, like you said, on an incredibly short week without a home, but they've got a real purpose with everything that's going on with their home, you know, that is under so much, you know, man, duress right now.
Right.
So I think that team is going to run out of gas eventually. And they're sort of on fumes right now.
During this game? They hit gas in the game?
Yes. They cannot. They're not the same team that they were when we beat them 37-20 on November 24th. They are a better team than that. But we're a better team, too. And I
defense gets more. Defense creates more turnovers now.
I'm excited. Eagles, I'm excited to see how we deal with Sean McVay and the interesting wrinkles that he'll throw out there, because he really is a good coach. But Nick has been excellent at motivating these guys.
He has.
And I have. I need to. The Rams have a high ceiling. They sort of feel like a designer team.
You know what? I think they had high ceiling 3 or 4 years ago. I don't see the high ceiling
now.
We're
a team of substance. Substance is what wins this time of year. I know that the L.A. flashy designer team is not going to like playing here in the cold.
Let me just say this, Sean. When you talk about their high ceiling, because I think there's a perception of that, at least there has been the last couple of years, but think who they don't have anymore. They don't have Aaron Donald. You know, they don't have Todd Gurley, and I know that's been like 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's been a while. They don't have Jalen Ramsey. Okay. You know, they don't have prime Cooper Kupp. Like,
but
you know, like
they're
not
the attack plans, and they
Kyron
Williams is awesome. The running back's really good.
I know, but they're a solid
team.
They're not
looks
a great
and
team.
Blitzes on defense.
Sure. I agree. They're not a great team.
They're not. Now, look, no, I'll say
it's
this.
It's like a designer team. Motions and schemes on offense, and, you know, with McVay, it's like they show you something and then take it away and try to trick you. It's like like smoke and mirrors, designer team. But we are the meat and bones.
I agree.
Well, and that's why we will win. We will physically dominate this team.
And no, I agree with that, John. Look, curious where you stand, 215-592-9494. Does it resonate with you, the following statement, hard to imagine the Eagles losing? I know that might sound ridiculous. I know we shouldn't take it for granted, but I'm just telling you, it's how I feel. James, remember our childhood? I think this will resonate with a lot of people in their 40s and maybe late 30s. James, remember in our childhood when the Eagles got to the NFC Championship game to play the Rams? That was early adulthood for you and me.
I remember where I was. Okay. I remember watching the game. Sure. I remember Buckholder getting hurt. I remember everything.
Right. Here's my point. When that happened, it was such a big deal in part because you and I had never seen the Eagles in an NFC Championship game. So I was born in 78. I was 2 in 1980. Don't remember it. I guess I was in the room, but I have no memory. Like, my point is,
we had seen the Eagles win one playoff game that I remembered. I remembered that one win.
It was 92 and 95. But it was
Two wins. Yes, but I forgot about the 95 win. Yeah.
But my point is, it was so rare then for the Eagles to get to an NFC Championship game. John, my mindset right now is, I'll see you next week. Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk, okay? I'm really not. I mean, I do respect Matthew Stafford and McVay and their organization.
You should.
But I just think the greatness of the Eagles will get it done.
Yeah.
That's where
Our
I'm at.
Our organization is excellent. I mean,
that's where I'm at. And if that's foolishness, then shame on me Monday morning if that. But I'm just telling you, that's
we're
what
I feel. We're the better team. I feel that way.
That's what I feel.
Yeah. I agree with you. We have more substance and toughness. We have more of what wins in the playoffs, period.
I'm with you, man. Devin, is this nonsense talk?
I mean, when you phrase it as it's hard to imagine how they lose this game, I think it's actually pretty easy to imagine. I'm not trying to be negative here, but you saw the way the passing offense played against the Packers, and the Eagles still won, but they should have won by much more.
So if you don't get four, I'd say what would be a concern.
If the offense doesn't get it together, the passing offense, then it is easy to imagine. Because we saw how much Matthew Stafford spread the ball around against the Vikings.
I don't even think they lose that way. Honestly, they ran for 255 against the Rams last time. I get what you're saying, Devin, and I think Jalen's going to be way better in this game than he was in the last one. I think Russ was a big part of it.
Yeah.
But I actually think Jalen can play like he did last game against the Rams and just make some throws, not turn the ball over, and they could beat the Rams. Rephrase. They will beat the Rams.
Okay, look, I tend to agree with that, but there is this possibility that could happen. I mean, one of these weeks, and it feels like it hasn't happened in a while, but what happens when the Eagles lose the turnover battle? I mean, last week was 4-0, and I know...
Pretty rare this year.
I know.
I mean, Jalen still had one game where he turned the ball over since the bye. Two turnovers in that one game, and that's it.
And you know what also helps?
What happens is they can lose.
Yeah, no, I get that. And you know what helps? Saquon... knocking on, he don't fumble.
Historically, his whole career.
AJ Brown, I have never in my entire life, I have never seen a wide receiver.
Stronger granted, hands?
Yes.
I think it's the strongest hands I've ever seen.
I've never seen a player where I feel like there is no threat of him fumbling. He gets the ball, he tucks it in, his hands are like...
vice. It's like a vice grip.
It's like it's impossible to get... No,
it's like an Adrian Peterson handshake.
Right, he only touched the ball one time the other day. But look, I'm just telling you, I get that those things could happen. And Devin, I get your point. I would like to see the passing game improve.
And I think it will. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think it will, and I think that they'll win. But when you say it's hard to imagine, that would be the one factor that would contribute to
Rhea, are you uber confident?
I'm confident.
Not
Let's
Uber,
just put
though.
It that way. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of factors, and I think, you know, we all talked about Sam Darnold and how awful his offensive line was as dreadful as
I thought that was more him than them.
No, but I think he did hold on to the ball, but I don't think they did him any favors. The Eagles' offensive line is much better.
Yeah, you don't worry about that.
Yeah, and the Rams, obviously, the 9 sacks were tremendous, but, you know, the way you slow that down is Saquon.
They've also not been a great defense over the course of the season. They're like 26.
130 yards of rushing a game they give up.
Yeah, they got like four rookies starting or something. And they've been better. They have kind of coalesced into something lately, but they're not like close to what the Eagles defense is.